Right, we are recording.
All righty. Today is Monday, June 15th, 2026, and this is the Board of Governors meeting for Leon County Research and Development Authority. We do not have any guests.
Mr. Ramsey.
Oh, he's not a guest. Dave Ramsey is not a guest. We don't have any participation by electronic means. Agenda modifications, Michael?
Not that I'm aware of. Peggy, nothing, right?
No public comment?
We did not receive any.
Okay. All right, number six. I kind of did this a little bit our last board meeting, but I want to emphasize it even more. Dave's been on this board for a long time, since 2010. And I think he's continuous. I know you've been on a bunch, but you've been on and off, so have I. Dave was a continuous force on this board. And now he's smart. He's taken on the worst job of this board is treasurer and audit, which comes with treasurer. And he's taken it on several times during his tenure here. And he's done a whole lot for us. But the one thing, in good times and in bad times, and when we disagreed on things as a board, Dave was collegial in every aspect of the word. He never, when things didn't go the way he wanted them to, that you could tell obviously from his board participation, he took it with a grain of salt and it went on and really, he just, that's the word I think of when I think of Dave, it's collegial. And I really appreciate your years here, and I know everybody else does. If anybody wants to say anything, please do. But we do have a plaque for you, Dave.
Well, thank you. I wish my wife could have heard that.
She
wouldn't believe it either.
She wouldn't believe that.
Well, I'll hang this with pleasure.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for your kind comments. Well, that was a dream that we had for a lot of years.
Turn it around.
And it finally got there.
All right, one, two, three, one more. One, two, three, got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And Dave, you're welcome to stay or go eat another lunch.
You don't mind, I'm going to stay. I don't have to vote, so.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Has everybody had a chance to look at the minute meetings from March 5th?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, there's a typo, and I was trying to figure out exactly where it is.
If you want to hit Peggy with it later, mm-hmm. if it's not a material, is it something material?
It's not material.
Okay. Can we get a motion to approve those?
Mm-hmm.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. If you don't mind, if you find that, just hit Peggy with it and we'll.
Yep.
We do have a consent agenda. I don't know if people have glanced at that.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a motion to approve the consent?
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. I think all you guys know that we just kind of went over the treasurer issue, and in the executive committee meeting, I was elected to serve as treasurer until we kind of wind things up here, if that's the direction we do go. But we need the board to ratify that assignment for me.
Yep, and we've been acting in that capacity under the authority of the executive committee, but we wanted to ratify that decision from the whole board.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. All right, the treasurer's report. I'm going to let Michael run through
a couple of things. As you guys know, we haven't met as a board for a 90
while.
Days at least.
Yeah.
So one of the things that also took place at an executive committee meeting was the ratification and the acceptance of the annual audit that has subsequently been filed with the state as required. Just wanted to have a board ratify the executive committee's actions on that as well.
And it was clean.
It was a clean audit, just like it's always been. David, if you wanted to opine in any way or comment on that, you were still in that capacity when we did that.
I'll just comment, I recall coming on the board and we had three pages of audit comments, my first meeting here. So congratulations again for the staff, for the folks over at Calcor for making this a clean audit.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Michael?
I'll give you a quick rundown. In your packages, you had the April financials. I got the May financials Friday afternoon. So I'm going to give you a summary kind of where we are year to date based on the May. Starting with the lab piece, the revenues were $114,000 ahead of plan from what we'd originally budgeted, keeping in mind that $77,000 of that was insurance proceeds. Our expenses were $141,000 over what we anticipated. The reasons for that are twofold. One is that we spent $35,000 on the repair for the fire damage that we used the insurance proceeds, and we had the lab an extra 3.5, almost 4 months of ownership. And if you do that math at the projected $30,000-$35,000 a month, that's exactly where we came in. So we ended up $27,000 more in expenses over revenues for that period of time, although we owned it an extra 4 months. So any questions on that? Okay, as far as the RDA entity, through this one, we did have budgeted all the way through this period. So through May, we were $61,000 ahead of revenue. That is largely related to the CAM revenues and that we had, and then expenses, we were $38,000 under. So we're running net income ahead, $99,000 year to date. That also includes the money we got from FEMA for the pond work that we did in the last fiscal year, which was about $45,000. That was all I really was going to cover on those. We'll get into more specifics on kind of where we're going forward on go-forwards, but that gives you a picture of where we were through May. I always give you guys an update on cash. As of the end of May 31st, we had about $775,000, and that is, again, available cash, you know, net of what we've got in outstanding checks or what we owe to folks. By the end of this month, I projected this to be around $725,000. And then we can talk a little bit more later about where we'll end up. But at 12/31, I still expect us to have $525,000 by the end of the year. We have trued up with FSU and FAMU on the parks and other rents that happened almost going all the way back to our September or December 24 transaction. So we're trued up with those guys. We do have some open issues with FSU right now, and I'll explain those when we get through with those. The last thing I wanted to mention was that a couple weeks ago, somebody stole some checks that were mailed from Talcor. The one we caught was the one that was going to pay our health insurance benefits. It was a $5,000 check. Anyway, so we canceled a bunch of checks. We had to open a new account. So, and again, we had no consequence. I checked the bank every day for what's clearing, and I saw a check, and I just happened to open a $5,000 check, and it was made out to somebody I'd never heard of, and it matched the health insurance payment. Anyway, so no consequence in terms of any financial losses, but we did have, you know, disruption of just changing bank accounts. I think I had to get a couple of signatures from you guys to do that, if that was the process.
It's becoming really common.
Yep. It's all mail-based. You know, really, if you write checks, you shouldn't.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Washing checks is the simplest.
Yeah. Change the name, change the address, change if they did not change the amount, but they do that too.
Yep.
Any questions really kind of on a treasurer report?
Why don't you get right on into the lab?
I will. FF&E. We have spent $1.4 million of the $1.5 million we received through the TCC and the state appropriation. We have $120,000 left to spend. The difference, why that doesn't add up to 1.5, is, of course, we invested that money for the period we had it. We picked up about $20,000 in interest. FSU is working on a plan to spend that last $120,000, and hopefully we'll get rolling on that inside the next 30 days-ish.
Yes.
Okay. FSU operations and members, I'm going to jump a little bit ahead just for those of you who didn't know, the lab transferred from us to FSU on April 8th. So, and so what we've been doing in that interim is what we call affiliate members, people who may not have permanent space here in the building, all of those agreements got transferred, I think, May 1st. All of the permanent space members, the Piercicas of the world, those all got the documentation, if you will, got transferred to where FSU is their landlord. Formally, that happened in the first week of June or so. So everybody, we have been collecting with Talcor's help, bless you, the rents and membership fees for the last and through June, basically. As of July 1, Florida State Research Foundation will pick all that obligations up. But in the interim, we have been paying bills for the building and collecting these membership revenues. The net effect for those two components is that FSRF owes us about $7,000. And most, the main driver of our expenses associated with this building is that we are still paying the utility bill, which is $16,000-$17,000 a month. But we're collecting $10,000 in rent, and we've collected some other things on their behalf. So that's where we'll get trued up here, hopefully in the next 30 days. I think I discussed before that we did have the fire. I don't know if the repairs have been completed the last time the board was all here. I know the exec committee got to see that. But if you do recall, you did take a look at the fire. If you walk down the hall, the repair company did a beautiful job putting the place back together. We, as I mentioned earlier, we got $77,000 in insurance proceeds, and the work cost us $34,000 to have done. Again, and they did a beautiful job. And it's complete. I think we've discussed before, once we spend all the FF&E, the plan is for IPTLH, which then is that not-for-profit that was awarded the grant, to then transfer that FF&E to FSRF or FSU, whatever the right party may be, so that that equipment stays with the building. As you guys are probably aware, a lot of it is, in fact, kind of built into the building at this point. Let's see what else I have with me. And there's a letter in your package. I don't know if anybody noticed it. It was from TSC. I have talked to Murdaugh. I've talked to Barbara Wills just to tell them our plans for that equipment that was purchased for that grant. And they sent a letter that said we have fully complied with all the requirements. And so they are aware that that is ultimately going to transfer and aware that it's still going to be kept the target use for the lab.
Do you care, going back one step, do you care whether the IPTLH assets go to FSU BOT or to FSRF?
They're both not-for-profits, right?
So
I don't believe we care.
Does FSRF or BOT care? The only reason I'm asking the question is we probably need to get ahead of that and make sure that we're helping FSU figure that out so that that doesn't become
a
slow process.
Fair enough. My guess is since it's equipment, we would put it on the FSU side. I'm not sure that FSRF is owning equipment even when they manage grants. I think the equipment generally is put. This is a question I think I can answer quickly as opposed, although that's the bane of all things. But I suspect we're going to want to put it in FSU's name and make sure it's registered.
That would make sense to me because
it follows
the asset planning and all of that, which would be normal, but we will double check that and get an answer.
And I have not posed that question. The issue, the easy part I know is from a not-for-profit to transfer assets to another not-for-profit is just not a big deal. You get really a much more hairier exercise when you're trying to transfer things to a for-profit enterprise.
And
but
that
that's not the
sense.
Case.
If you transferred it to FSRF and then FSRF transferred it to FSU, I don't think that's an actual crisis.
And I don't think we have any issue with where it's going between those two options. And then, frankly, subsequent to that transfer, we planned would be to dissolve IPTLH, that not-for-profit, because that's really the only things that have gone on in that, in spite of whatever it may have originally been created to do, has really just been the equipment. I know there were a variety of different things that were considered for the use of that not-for-profit from day one. The only thing we've ever used it for is the acquiring of the equipment through that grant.
And furniture? Or is
the furniture too. Yeah, that was all it.
That'll just wind down after that transfer.
We'd like to get that transfer done, and then we'll go through the process to wind that down. Any questions on kind of the lab? And
it's funny, I just asked Peggy about that today.
The next thing in your package, just because there wasn't a great sequence for it, was a kind of a task list. I think some of you guys have seen various versions of this in the past. That just gives you kind of a summary of kind of most of what I will talk about today, but there's some things that are completed, obviously a number of things that are still not completed. Quickly, I'll go through on the RDA side. As I mentioned, on April 8th, 2026, the lab was transferred with FSU, the EDA, and the LCRDA. The other thing that happened was the note for $4 million and the accrued interest was also terminated on that exact same day. The build to scale, if those of you guys recall, that it was about a $750,000 grant we got from the EDA that was to help run the lab, staff the lab. That ball is in FSU's court. EDA is aware that we want to transfer that to FSU to have it go along with the lab. FSU is working on modifying some of the budget stuff that's required under that grant. Valerie, if you want to give any kind of update on that.
I think we got tied up a little bit in a bunch of other things, but it's with our sponsored research people. So I thought it was going to go in last week, but it'll probably go in this week. Probably today or tomorrow.
Yep,
and then we'll see what they do.
Yeah, there's no guarantees of what EDA is going to agree to, if anything. That's right. The CAM obligations, again, I don't know that we've met since then. Those were all transferred to FSU effective April 1, so the RDA has had no obligations under CAM since that time. We are working on the declarant rights, and if you guys recall, that's the Development Review Committee, the PUD, other obligations and rights that associate with the park. The document exists and has been sent on General Counsel's desk with FSU right now that I don't believe there's been a lot of substantive comments to, so I expect to execute that any day as well. Let you guys know, all of our insurance property policies have been canceled. We still have retained our general liability, our directors and officers, our crime, and our workers' comp policies. We do have those. But otherwise, anything that dealt with actual hard assets, real estate, those policies have been terminated. The next thing you guys would have seen in your package, I don't know that we shared this with the full board, is the gift agreement with the Florida State University Foundation. Hopefully you guys took a look at it. It's got some specific requests that we'd like them to use the proceeds of selling. Their plan will be to sell Eisenhower. That's going to be their plan, my understanding. They will use those proceeds to support the lab, the park, economic development, benefiting the universities. There is no deliverable back to us. This is not a contract for them to perform certain services. It is them to use the proceeds from that to advance those agendas, but it does give them some latitude as well. So one of the things we're going to come back to is give me the authority, hopefully, to execute this. The process from there is they will go and do a phase one. They may do an appraisal. They'll do a whole inspection thing so that we can ultimately have a real estate closing. We don't care about the appraisal because we're not for profit, so we're not looking for a tax deduction. They may need that as part of their process. And so we'll get to a resolution that we want to pass later today that will give me the authority to, A, execute this agreement to get them rolling, and then subsequently execute all the closing documents to complete that transaction. Any questions on the document?
Just a point of clarification, I think everybody knows, but that any proceeds from that sale are FSU and FAMU's. It's just FSU has the capacity to take the property as a gift, right?
And it's FSU. No, the asset's going to FSU, and then their goal is to support the three universities,
that's what I'm
activities in the park.
Just, okay. Right. It's but not just FSU.
Right, but I guess the property itself was going to FSU, not FSU. Because FAMU couldn't accept
it. It's just going to FSU,
just,
correct.
It's going to,
yeah.
And again, the goal is large part to support the building, and it's got a lot of latitude. It could be furniture, it could be staff, it could be a lot of things, or equipment rather, not furniture, but it could be. But it's pretty latitude for Florida State.
Yeah.
Okay. We are still working on a license agreement for the RDA to occupy space in this building. That has not been finalized yet. We don't have that yet. So that's an open item. No, that's with Dustin. I don't know what the status of it is. I think they were trying to get the FSURF, FSU stuff all figured out first, even though it would, I guess, be with FSU. I'm not sure, though. Maybe.
Well, maybe that's why.
I don't know.
Because Dustin was the one who reviewed it.
I just know we don't. He asked me to wait a little bit, so okay. I'm waiting. No, nobody has kicked us out. Nobody's tried to kick us out.
No,
we're still here.
Yeah. You're still paying the bills, aren't you?
Exactly. We're actually a pretty good tenant, if you will. We don't have a lease, but we're paying the utility bill for the whole building. Right.
So, and in fairness, Dustin Daly, who is FSU's real estate attorney and attorney for like every difficult project that comes about, he has a tremendous amount of backlog right now. It's just everybody has reached out to him for certain things, and so there's a laundry list of things that still require some attention.
And it's not urgent because nobody's doing anything to us. We're occupying our space just like we always do. And we would be under the agreement.
Yeah. And look, at the end of the day, I think that we negotiated that agreement with Dustin's review. My guess is it's sitting because we need to finish the management agreement first.
And I think that's what it is.
I mean, worst case, we could have everyone sign it, but let's hope that we'll get the management agreement done in the near future.
Very soon.
If you guys recall, we have one office in Morgan and one office in Collins right now. Peggy and I, sometime over the next 60 or 90 days, we'll consolidate that down to one. Some of that we're trying to gear up for whatever the required retention obligations are, which I don't know the answer to that yet, for the authority under the counties. And I don't know if that falls under a state requirement or a county requirement, but we'd like to make it as easy as possible for everybody, whoever's going to ultimately potentially retain those records.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, and to the extent those records relate to buildings you transferred to one entity or the other or something like that, we might want to consider whether those entities that got the building want to iron out them or whatever.
Yep, and that's right. And the FSU has come and looked and taken some of those.
Oh, okay.
Not all of them. And some of there's just a lot. Because remember, every board meeting for 40 years and all the minutes that were manually recorded. I mean, so the last 5 or 10 years is pretty easy because it's all electronic. But we'll still have a preservation right, you know, obligations with those things too. And I haven't worked through that with the county yet, what that looks like. You did have in your notes that we still are serving as the Development Review Committee, and the MagLab did present a project that was approved a couple of weeks back. They're expanding the electrical yard over there. So until we get that transferred to FSU, the RDA is still going to run that Development Review Committee. You guys hopefully all got email in the last couple of weeks for your ethics forms, which are due July 1, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So please complete those. As a request that was made at the executive committee meeting, one of the two we've had recently, was just a one-pager, a little bit of history, a little bit of where we were, not so much a future, not a sales pitch, not a promotional item. It was just a one-page document, kind of hard facts, a little bit in the park, which I think Peggy had included or sent separately with this material. So we just wanted to make sure everybody had seen that. And the idea was anybody could answer a phone call of kind of a little bit of history, a little present day, kind of where things went. I think.
Yeah, it's real factual. That's what I hope we can be about that.
Right. Any questions on that? And if not, the last thing we have in front of you guys is the draft resolution that came out of our last two executive committee meetings. The main components of this are granting me the authority to pursue the Eisenhower process to its completion, to do the transfer of the FF&E, as we've discussed, and then also to transfer the Build to Scale grant to FSU. So it wouldn't require revisiting this board to tie that up. The Eisenhower thing would probably have been done had I requested this 60 or 90 days ago. That process would be completed already. And so we're just trying to get in front of those things that would require ultimately board approval to get those. The other thing it directs is that make sure I do more homework on all the other things, whether that's dissolution, record retention, and to make sure I put those in front of the board for the next meeting.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Michael. I don't believe there's any new business. You did give me you think that can be done by...
Which piece?
The...
Eisenhower?
Yeah.
I think 60 days. Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong. Like I said, that's a process. It's a real estate closing. Okay. They called me last night, you know, last couple of weeks. When did you guys approve us to start? And so I told them I would talk to them this afternoon, hopefully.
Okay.
Because my hunch is they will be start. We'll have that thing signed before the end of this week. They just have to update the dates. What you've seen is identical to what will ultimately be executed, but for there are some dates that need to be updated since when it was prepared.
Mr. Chair, mm-hmm. For new business, I've got one thing here. Blueprint met last week, and there's been some preliminary abstract discussion about reviewing the current Blueprint projects for the scope and whether or not we adjust the scope in any way. One of those projects is the Airport Gateway, and we've talked about the Airport Gateway over the last several years. And at some point, there could be a discussion within Blueprint to change the scope of that project that would affect the entrance to Innovation Park. And you know, and so because of Sunshine Law, I didn't feel comfortable talking with you all about this, but I wanted to see if you all had an FSU contact and a FAMU contact with whom I could reach out and basically get the feedback from the universities on what they wanted for the Airport Gateway. Since LCRDA is transferring out, I want to talk to the folks who are going to inherit this and see what their opinion is on that project. Do you have an idea on who I should reach out to?
Probably the appropriate person is going to be our Senior Vice President of Finance Administration, Kyle Clark.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was going to say our General Counsel.
Okay.
Attorney Avery.
Okay, great. I think we'll never vote on this as members of the LCRDA, but I'm a stickler for Sunshine Law. It's best to kind of reach out to you now during a public meeting and ask for those contacts. So Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that's all I have.
Is the plan still the FAMU way?
Yeah, so there's a high bar to changing any blueprint project for obvious reasons, right? You sink money into preliminary design, you know, millions of dollars. You don't want to change your project in midstream. So there's a very high bar. But we're living in a new day, and you never know what might happen. I'm getting ahead of the issue now. I want to talk with FSU and FAMU, figure out what their preferences are before we have those potential discussions of blueprint. So thank you all very much.
Any other new business? Motion to adjourn?
Before, I just realized I don't see now the error that I saw. I was on a plane when I, at the airport, about to get on the plane, but I thought I saw it. So, right now I don't see it.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, and I also want to say thank you all for having the meeting today.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank y'all.
We need everybody's participation at this point.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Second.